If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Protesting police action.
Can no longer just stand idly by and think it's going to go away, because it's not.
Masked criticism.
I thought it was very unusual that he had one on.
And a sharp response.
He's a fool. An absolute fool.
SpaceX set to launch humans.
Vastly different from your grandfather's spaceship.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. A violent and chaotic scene last night in Minneapolis as anger boiled over. It came a day after a black man died as police pinned his neck to the ground. Four officers have been fired. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Hundreds of protesters clashing with police over the death of George Floyd. Tear gas and smoke filled the air, with some officers using rubber bullets to break up the growing crowd. Earlier in the evening, chants for justice rang out at the site where Floyd was killed. Last night, we spoke to Rodney and Philanese Floyd, George's brothers, and Tara Brown, his cousin.
This was clearly murder. We want to see them arrested. We want to see them charged. We want to see them convicted.
Police claim Floyd was a suspect in a forgery case at a deli, and that he had physically resisted officers. But new surveillance video obtained by CBS News from a restaurant nearby shows officers calmly detaining him.
From coast to coast, CBS's David Begno tells us a new way of life in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic is taking shape.
With the proper safety measures, we can now go back into all stores.
That's the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, announcing the reopening of retail businesses, churches, pools, and drive-in theaters with restrictions. Some businesses are reopening on Long Island today. That is, despite the region having the state's highest number of coronavirus cases outside of New York City's five boroughs.
We're hoping to just salvage the rest of the season.
Cases in the state of New York continue to decline. But on Tuesday, 27 states reported increases in their average daily new coronavirus cases. That's compared to 2 weeks ago, including Minnesota. That is where the statewide number of COVID-19 patients in intensive care hit a new high.
A new survey finds only about half of all Americans would get a COVID-19 vaccine if researchers come up with one. 31% say they're not sure. One in five tell the AP-NORC survey they would not. Well, Twitter now says it's fact-checking President Trump's tweets. He accuses the platform of interfering in the 2020 election. CBS's Paula Reed is at the White House.
The company said the president's messages about mail-in ballots contain potentially misleading information about voting processes and have been labeled to provide additional context. The social media company has been facing pressure after another unsubstantiated claim by the president, where he pushed a baseless conspiracy theory accusing cable news host and former Congressman Joe Scarborough of killing his former staff member Lori Klisoutis. A medical examiner ruled her death an accident. In a letter, Lori's widower asked Twitter to delete the president's tweets. President Trump was asked if he'd seen the letter.
Yeah, I have, but I'm sure that ultimately they want to get to the bottom of it, and it's a very serious situation.
The debate over the accuracy of the president's Twitter account comes as the administration faces criticism for mixed signals during the coronavirus pandemic.
He's a fool, an absolute fool, to talk that way.
Former Vice President Joe Biden defended his decision to wear a mask Tuesday after President Trump shared a tweet mocking him.
Presidents are supposed to lead, not engage in folly.
Humans rocketing into space from U.S. soil. It hasn't happened in 9 years, but is scheduled to take place later today. And they're watching the weather at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for the SpaceX launch. The man behind the company, Tesla founder Elon Musk, tells CBS News.
It's an incredible honor to be on this launch pad. 39A is like Times Square. It's not just opening a play on Broadway. It's opening a play on Times Square. It's the best pad in the world.
Two astronauts will be on board. Destination, the space station. It all happened fast when Amy Cooper called the cops in New York's Central Park early Monday while birdwatcher Christian Cooper, a black man who's no relation, recorded it.
There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog.
He had asked her to leash her dog. The video went viral. She was accused of racism. She apologized, but now has been fired from her job at an investment firm. A rescue outfit now has custody of the dog. There's a new sexual misconduct lawsuit from the world of television.
It was a hit CBS program for 15 years. Now the state of California is going after CBS, Disney, and the producers of Criminal Minds. The state claims that the production team ignored the behavior of its cinematographer, Gregory St. John. California's Department of Fair Employment says more than a dozen men were fired when they resisted his advances. St. John was fired himself in 2018. After a story detailed complaints from crew members. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The National Hockey League says it hopes to resume its season in July by going straight to a playoff format involving 24 teams. Major League Baseball players are reported to be disappointed by a sliding pay scale proposal from teams. The union says the sides are far apart on a plan for health and safety protocols. Big-time sports and news have had a long-time home on the radio.
Celebrating a century of sound. There's always been news on the radio.
The March of Time.
The World in Review program.
In 1960, San Francisco station KFAX tried something called a newspaper of the air. It bombed. In 1961, WAVA in Washington, D.C. went all news and didn't bomb. Other stations, eager for something to offer an increasingly splintered audience, noticed.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds.
WINS in New York became an all-news station in 1965, followed by WCBS in 1967.
WCBS, New York.
Programmers realized people wanted to listen to other people. Some stations went to an all-talk format.
Mutual Radio presents The Larry King Show.
Others became all sports.
Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Now, besides music, radio offered something else. All the words in the world.
Hi, on the phone, you're on the air.
I'm addicted to your soothing voice every night.
For CBS News and the National Press Club, I'm Sam Litzinger.
Millions have been lucky to work from home during the pandemic. Will we be ready when the office reopens?
About 3 in 4 employees are eager to return to the office. 79% of men, 61% of women. About half of the more than 1,000 American workers recruiting site Glassdoor surveyed expect to return to the office in some capacity this summer. As for what's expected once back inside, more than half think their companies will require that masks and gloves be worn. 3/4 of us expect our employer to provide hand sanitizer and disinfectant. Matt Piper, CBS News.
And when it comes to numbers, a new Kaiser Family Foundation report says 48% of us or someone in our family put off medical care of some kind during all of this, and 11% say a medical condition has gotten worse because of it. 7 in 10 say they do plan to seek out the doctor once again over the next 3 months. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.